In transformation, we observe the realities of our history with an awareness of its violent legacies and its damaging manifestations in the present day, as well as the responses of individual performers to historic events and occurrences. Our hope is not only to change how we think of the history of the theater, but also, and perhaps just as importantly, to investigate how we can create a space for rethinking these histories. The images of minstrelsy shown here are the manifestations of racist perceptions that are still being challenged today. If some moments, images, and acts are repulsive, we have tried to place them within a continuum. For many of these artists, from William Brown to Madame Cecilia Jones, being recognized for their achievements within an anti-black environment was a sign that their talents were original and undeniable, even in the face of racism. We have included racist imagery, particularly within the section looking at minstrelsy, because it is part of the theatrical and musical tradition. American music and theater during this period was full of mockery and derision of black culture. As such, one cannot write the history of American theater or American music without keeping in mind how central black theater and music were to its development. Minstrel performances challenge the solidity of identity and affirm alternative possibilities of becoming, especially, as theater historian Marvin McAllister points out, in the case of, quote, stage Europeans, end quote, or whiteface. On the stage of the African Grove Theater and in the traveling musical in Dahomey, viewers saw dynamic fluctuations in how blackness was and could be performed in what could be considered a precursor to contemporary code switching.